It's Monday, the 4th of July, 2022. Thanks for tuning into this special Let's Hear from the Ladies episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
In the bathroom at the party, watching my head spin round my feet. I could throw up in the sink. If I throw up, will you talk about it? Hear the music through the door. Could somebody tell me where I can find the dog? Sing, come on, I lean on my own like I wanna go home. Have you ever thought about how gross the words are in this song? Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. I don't wanna play, never have I ever. I've never done anything worth remembering. I don't wanna sit out in the garden. I don't wanna be designated. Talking to you about how you believe Marcy's autobiography was actually pretty funny. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way.
What an appropriately angst-filled way to open up this here episode of the show. That was the punk band Breakup Haircut from London doing the song Out of My Way, I'm Not Getting on the Night Bus from a single by the same name. Pretty great song and had the right kind of vibe that I was going for to open up this here episode of the show. As we enter July 4th, this is the day when America, we celebrate America's independence. And I gotta say, it is hard to want to celebrate America lately. I'm glad I moved away. I'll say that much. I feel like my mental health has improved dramatically, not being awash in the horrendous culture wars and every other kind of war that consumes America. But I tell you, even from afar, watching the Supreme Court with its roster of majority anti-science psychopaths who hate women and everyone else, it's so unpleasant. I really, really can't stand the headlines. I gotta turn off New York Times news alerts, that's for sure. Anyway, Breakup Haircut right back there. Great way to open up the show. Super good song. Like that band a lot. I'm glad that they released new music. Okay, up next on this special Let's Hear from the Ladies episode. That's right, the whole episode is just gonna be ladies. I was gonna do a special episode one way or the other, and it seemed like celebrate America, celebrate ladies. I'm gonna go with ladies, because that seems like a lot more worth celebrating than America. Okay, so up next from Oslo, Norway, the band Aura the Molecule. We're gonna hear a couple songs from her Human Safari record. It's a new one. We're gonna hear Creator and Die to Be a Butterfly. Both super great songs, super cool band. Pretty into Aura the Molecule. Think you will be too. Without further ado, Creator and Die to Be a Butterfly from Human Safari by Aura the Molecule right now on The Sounds in My Head.
You're gonna see the sun. You've got to see the sun. Jenny, Benny, you've been inside too long. Somewhere you don't belong, you don't belong. Drops passing by in my head, in my head. I am tired, wandering from one place to another. Every time you speak, you make me wonder. I might be you, you might be me, camouflaged in what we want to be. What we want to be.
Hands up, love is the creator inside of the creature. Everybody run when he's open. Hands up, love is the creator inside of the creature. Everybody run when he's open. Hands up, love is the creator inside of the creature. Everybody run when he's open. Hands up, love is the creator inside of the creature. Everybody run when he's open.
I'm ready. I am ready, ready to be free, I am. Jenny, Benny, you're gonna see the sun. You're gonna see the sun, you've got to see the sun. Jenny, Benny, you've been inside too long. Everybody run, what is I will? And everybody run. And everybody run.
Hands up, love is the creator inside of the creature. Everybody run, what is I will?
Horizons when I can rest.
pushed a glass from the table.
You better. 6 Republican appointees on the Supreme Court to 3 Democratic appointees. That is true despite Republicans losing the popular vote in 7 of the last 8 presidential elections. The Supreme Court is our least Democratic branch, but it has become unbelievably undemocratic, maybe even anti-democratic. Now, you might imagine that this would lead to a certain modesty among the Republican majority, but it has not. The core of this ruling, if you read it, is not just about abortion. It is an argument about how this court will wield its power going forward. And the majority opinion is explicit repeatedly on this point. They write, quote, "We cannot allow our decisions to be affected by any extraneous influences such as concern about the public's reaction to our work. The Republican appointed justices who now control the court, they will remake this country as they see fit. They already are."
Does it always have to be such a big deal?
Let's get caught up. After Aura the Molecule back there, we heard Sunflower Bean from New York City. We heard the songs Who Put You Up to This and Baby Don't Cry, both off her new record, Head Full of Sugar, and pretty good songs there. Kind of been sitting on that one for a while, hadn't put it on, but seemed like an appropriate episode to put it on. After Sunflower Bean, we heard LaPain from Los Angeles, California. We heard a couple songs from a couple of singles. First, Obvious to You. And then, Is That How You Want Me to Feel? And Is That How You Want Me to Feel? It had some pretty strong Isabel Campbell vibes to it. It reminded me of The Gentle Waves. I don't know about you, but really good stuff. I hope they release even more stuff because I'm pretty into the four or five songs they have released. Okay, up next from London, we're going to hear Dana Gavensky. That's the band. We're going to hear Indigo Highway and Letting Go, both from her new record, When It Comes. So without further ado, Dana Gavensky, Indigo Highway, Letting Go from When It Comes right now. On the sounds of my head.
Indigo Highway. Roe was based on an argument that's basically butt out. This is my private space. But your argument was deeper in a way, kind of
yes.
based on, you know, this is a basic building block
right.
of being a free person. Was it a nagging thought for you, Nancy, that, you know, your argument might have been the better argument?
I don't know. In terms of where we are today, I will be honest, I don't think it would have made one whit of difference because people don't want to deal with the fact that what was divisive about Roe v. Wade was not the way in which it was decided. It's abortion. We have a society that is very divided, but really the division is a religious division. The people who are most vehement are not that vehement because of women's place in society. They are that vehement because they truly, firmly believe that a fetus is a human being for the moment of conception, that we cannot terminate fetal life, and that the fact that it harms women is irrelevant. But it is a deeply held religious belief, and I respect their religious belief. I don't agree with it, but I respect it. What I do not accept is that their religious belief should be able to control what happens to women's lives.
To the mind that keeps.
it's time better spent. How you said the lilacs were free. Look at me so romantically. But when I move closer to you, you disappear. Now that I'm alone and you're alone with someone else,
was two songs in a row by Renata Zeiger from New York, doing the songs Burning Castle and Alone with Someone Else, both from her record Picnic in the Dark. It's a new release. It's very strong. If you like those two tracks, definitely pick up the whole thing. You will not be disappointed. Finishing up this year's special, let's hear from the ladies episode, Sea Lemon. I played them on the show not that long ago, but she's got a new EP, which has a lot of the songs she's already released on it, plus a couple new ones, and we're going to hear one of them right now. Eraser, that's the name of the song, from Close Up, that's the name of the EP. Enjoy it, it's a good one. Finishing up this year's special, let's hear from the ladies episode of The Sounds in My Head.
What?
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Giles Farnaby's Dream, Era Dancer, and Nothing Really Blue, all by the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, like Spotify, where there's a playlist for season 19. You can hear all the songs I play on the show without having to listen to me talk. Just find that playlist and then like it, and then you can listen to all those songs. Very easy. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of the show. Until then, I don't know, try and find the good things in life. There must be some.